933-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com. Empower your English. Empower yourself.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
There's a show with no name.
That's right, my amigos. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Macho.
That's right. It's Nacho in the house. We are in the second hour of the program. I can't believe that an hour has already flown by, and I can't believe how much we still have left to do. So we got to step on it a little bit, pisarlo un poco, and let's listen to our Say What soundbite. This is the third time, guys, so you want to get most of it down by this listen. If not, you're going to hear it just one more time after this. So good luck. Let's hear it, Nacho.
It's very unshallow. It's very... honest, because you have to listen, you can't look, and it really just isolates that one sense, and I think that what makes everyone love the show. That's why we love the show.
There you go. So he's talking about some kind of show, some kind of dynamic in that show, right? So that context maybe can, it isolates one sense. All right, well, maybe that, you know, as I always say, the context can give you some clues as well. So right now nobody knows it, so this one's tough then, I guess, huh? Sometimes people have it on the second or third try, but right now, nobody knows our Say What soundbite. But don't worry, because you're going to hear it one more time. So I don't expect you to know it yet anyway. If you do, great. But if not, you still have another listen. All right. We were looking at today's Name That Lyric. As I said, the song is Glory by Common and John Legend. It really is a beautiful song. I was listening to it during the break. And we were looking at the lyrics over here. And the last lyric we looked at was sins that go against our skin become blessings. O sea, los pecados que van en contra de nosotros, de nuestra piel, luego se convierten en nuestras bendiciones. He says, the movement is a rhythm to us. El movimiento para nosotros es un ritmo. Es un ritmo, right? The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom... La libertad is like religion to us. Es nuestra religión, said Libres, right? Justice is juxtapositioning us. Now, justice, I never knew in Spanish you say juxtapone. Pues nosotros juxtapose. So the verb is to juxtapose, and juxtaposition is the word he uses, which is the verb there as well. So justice is juxtapositioning us. La justicia nos juxtapone. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. La justicia para todos no es lo suficientemente específico, right? So justice for all just ain't, isn't really, specific enough. One son died. Okay, this is referring to a killing in Ferguson of a young teenager. One son died. His spirit is revisiting us. Su espíritu nos revisita. Truant living in us. Now, the word truant, T-R-U-A-N-T, it's when you haven't gone to school. The teacher says, you are truant. Novillos, right? You say, I believe. But also truant means somebody who is kind of doesn't have a lot of duty, right? Ocioso, holgazán. So, and that's, so he's saying truant living in us. ¿No? Nos llaman holgazán. Eso vive dentro de nosotros. Resistance is us. Nosotros somos la resistencia. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. And he's talking about, this is almost a history lesson here too, this song. Rosa Parks, when she refused to give her seat up for a white man. And that started, along with Dr. Martin Luther King, the Montgomery bus strike. And so he says, so that's why Rosa sat on the bus. That was her resistance. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. Okay, in Ferguson, as you know, there the Ferguson shooting, really sad. The young kid, and there have been riots, if you guys have seen the news, the unrest, the shooting. The kid they're referring to is Michael Brown. And basically he was killed by police officer Darren Wilson. This was in 2014. And there was a lot of unrest. No? People were rioting in the streets. So he says, that's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up, like hacia el cielo, like no sabemos qué hacer, right? When it go down, que quiere decir, when it goes down, cuando se lía, cuando ocurre, when it goes down, we woman and man up. Now, this is a good one. Woman up or man up is ser fuerte. Come on, man. Man up. No? Ser fuerte. Ser courageous. Right. Be brave. Man up. Woman up. Right. A lot of times when somebody did something, you said, hey, man, you did it. Now man up and admit it. No, man up is como literally means man up or woman up. It can be used as both ponte fuerte or no courageous, brave. Right. They say stay down. Nos dicen quédate ahí abajo. And we stand up, y nosotros nos ponemos de pie. Shots, disparos, we're on the ground, estamos en el suelo. The camera panned up, y la cámara va hacia arriba para nos enseñarnos en el suelo. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop. King is Martin Luther King, Jr. Señaló a la cima de la montaña, and we ran up, y nosotros subimos corriendo. All right, so obviously a song... beautiful song about, well, something that's very, very hot topic right now. You know, the civil rights. Are we going backwards or are we going forwards here? Right. So here it is, folks. I hope you have the lyrics. If not, Google them. Just put Common Glory or put John Legend Glory and it'll find it. Lyrics. And all right, let's do it, Nacho.
One day when the glory comes. It'll be ours. Oh, one day when the war is won, we will be sure. Oh, glory. To the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against. Yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all, just stay specific enough. Once undied, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up. Glory, when the glory comes, it'll be ours. It'll be
that's what he's saying there. The next line, he says, the war is not over. no se ha acabado esta guerra. The war is not over. So, beautiful song. One of those anthems, himnos, as we say over there. All right. It looks like we have a winner over here on today's Say What Soundbite. So a nice round of applause for Mr. Houses. Nice job, Mr. Houses. All right, all right. All right, well, we've got a lot to go still on the show with no names, so I'm thinking maybe we can take a look at Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double. Double Trouble.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. And this is where we challenge you guys with a little translation over here. And, well, there's just one catch, one little hidden thing over here. Well, it's not hidden. It's pretty obvious. We tell you about it. It's not a catch. But if you don't do it, then it's you're not playing right. So you got to use the same word twice. Okay? Good luck. I think it's an easy one, but I could be wrong. All right, so, vaya timo. Yo no pensaba que se iba a romper la camiseta tan rápido. Vaya timo. Yo no pensaba que se iba a romper la camiseta tan rápido. Today's Double Trouble. You know how it works, guys. You have to use the same word twice. So I'll give you some time to think it over. Think it over, es darle una vueltecita. Glory, glory. Beautiful song there. All right, anybody know it here? Oh, I think I've stumped you guys. So far, nobody's got it here. Vaya timo. Yo no pensaba que se iba a romper la camiseta tan pronto. Que romper. Right, like that. So, does anybody know it? It looks like I've stumped you guys. Is it possible? Is that true? Is it possible to stump? Okay, because maybe I can stump one or two of you. I don't think I can stump, like, all of you. You're too good. Way too good. So, but right now, I think this might be a first here on the show with no name. Okay, Mr. Houses, you're on the right track, buddy, but you got an extra preposition in the second part. So you got an extra preposition. That's all. Mr. Houses. Oh, nice try. You're right there. Okay. I didn't think that it was going to tear. Oh, colors music. I like the way you're thinking because to tear, que es igual que lágrima, pero se pronuncia igual. Diferente, perdona. Tear. Es también, pero en este caso, no es. But good, colors music. Quería mirar eso, ese sinónimo. No, tear es también otra palabra, pero no vamos a usar esta en esta, okay? Let's see if Jaster's got it. Okay, we've got a winner, ladies and gentlemen, on fire. Give it up for Jaster! Okay, okay. Vanessa de la Fuente, lo cambiaste un poco ahí. No pensaba que él iba a quitarse la camiseta tan temprano, so, usas un double trouble, pero no sé si es el que buscábamos, but okay. I didn't think I would rip that. Okay, Express has got it. Let's see. Okay, there's Katia Valencia as well. Okay, so it's not impossible. It's doable, and you guys are proving that to me right now with all the participation. Paloma, you've got the same mistake as Mr. Houses. Ese off en la segunda parte sobra. Okay. Me encanta. Jorge Monroy says H-E-M. Yeah, well, what do you want for €3? Por €3, ¿qué más quieres? You know, si lo llevas una vez, if you wear it once, you've already gotten use out of it. H&M, dice. Oh, Dios. J.M. Hermosilla. Otra vez, muchos estáis repitiendo el off, right, al final. So there's no off in that second part. There's Fran Javier. Good job, buddy. Okay, so good. You guys are on the right track. The good thing is that even if you guys got it wrong, you just added an extra word. But, you know, you're on the right track. You got the right idea here. Okay, so, Bayatimo. How do we say that? Okay, what a ripoff. What a ripoff. Me encanta esta también. That's highway robbery. Esto es atraco por la autovía, right? We say highway robbery también cuando algo es demasiado caro. No vale la pena. But yeah, vaya timo. So what a ripoff, right? What a ripoff. R-I-P-O-F-F. A ripoff. So yeah. Okay, good. So we've got the first part. What a ripoff. Yo no pensaba, I didn't think, que se iba a romper la camiseta tan pronto o tan fácil, right? I didn't think that the shirt was going, or that sobra, I didn't think the shirt was going to rip so fast or so soon, right? Tan pronto también. So fast, tan rápido, so soon. Same idea behind it, right? So the word we double up on here is rip, rip. Right, R-I-P, which also is rest in peace, descanse en paz, right, rip. So, the word that we look at, and as, I don't remember if it was Veronica, she said maybe, that we also say the word tear. I didn't know the shirt was going to tear so fast, but we needed to use rip in this one. So, what a ripoff. I didn't think the shirt was going to rip so fast or so soon. Right? And there you go. R-I-P is the word. All right? A lot of you guys got it. Just be careful. The second one is not rip off. Right? It's just rip a secas. I didn't think the shirt was going to rip so soon. And the one that we got here, let's see, that Vanessa gave us, she said, what a rip off. Vaya timo. Muy bien. I didn't think that he was going to rip off his t-shirt so early. No pensaba que él iba a arrancarse la camiseta tan temprano. So I think, Vanessa, you're telling a different story there. I like yours. I'm interested to see what happens next. There's Clay Cifuentes as well. Great job. Gilmar, excellent, guys. It wasn't impossible. I thought at first, because it was taking a little time, I thought that you guys were struggling a little bit. But now I see that you guys have got it totally under control. Today's Double Trouble. Vaya timo. Yo no pensaba que se iba a romper la camiseta tan rápido. What a ripoff. I didn't think that the shirt was going to rip so fast or so soon. All right, so great job to everybody who figured that one out. All right, you know what? I think it's time for a section where we look at movies. You know it. It's called Name That Movie.
Name That Movie.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. And this is where we give you a little scene from a movie, and you guys tell us what movie it is. That simple. Yeah, scene de fácil. All right, so here we go. Pretend I'm your wife. Talk dirty to me. Okay. I want to kiss you a lot. No, no, no. Dirtier. I want to give you an aromatherapy massage. Try harder. I want to have sexual intercourse with... Oh, I give up. All right, so there you go. Somebody's telling somebody to talk dirty to them, right? Hablarle en plan sucio, ¿no? Talk dirty. Talk dirty to me is a song by Poison. And we'll be at the drive-in in the old man's Ford. Behind them bushes, lock the cellar door. And baby, talk dirty to me. So to talk dirty. Yeah, this is that bedroom kind of talk, you know? Talk dirty. Otra vez, cuidado, no es dirty, it's dirty. Dirty. Como si fuera una E. Talk dirty to me. All right, let's see if our amigos know it here on Twitter. Yep, we've got some winners. Ladies and gentlemen, a nice round of applause for Express and Jayster. Oh, yeah. All right, Express and Jayster figuring out that one. And, okay, the movie is called Se Montó la Gorda. Okay, so the fat one rode, or no? Se montó la gorda en plan como un lío, ¿no? No se montó la gorda en la moto. Bueno, puede tener doble sentido en español, porque es Queen Latifah, who's in this movie, she's a big woman. She's big boned, right? So maybe there's a double meaning in that Spanish translation. Se montó la gorda. We call it, in English, bringing down the house, right? Tirando la casa. Bringing down the house. And, well, this is a movie, as I said, with Queen Latifah, also starring Steve Martin, legendary comedian Steve Martin. It's a film that came out in the year 2003, and it's about a lonely guy who meets a woman on the internet. This sounds familiar. A lot of people do that. And this woman, there's just one catch. She happens to be in prison. That's right. Well, not for long. She breaks out, se escapa, to get him to prove her innocence. So she's like, okay, I'm out now. I escaped. Now you have to help me. And, well, of course, when you bring a convict into a middle-class home and where everything's got its spot, well, you know, you can expect some laughs. Now, I haven't seen the movie in a long time, but it was, I remember it being funny. I mean, Queen Latifah's awesome. And, well, I don't have to tell you, Steve Martin. I mean, he's only been in comedy his whole freaking life. So, yeah, Se Montó la Gorda, bringing down the house. Now, the original screenplay was called Jailbabe.com. Okay, so Churri de Cárcel.com. Jailbabe.com. And, well, I think bringing down the house is better. Sounds better, at least in English. Jailbabe.com. Sounds, yeah. Now, originally, this is an interesting thing that that when I heard it, I said, what? This is weird. The original casting choices were Adam Sandler as the male lead and Angelina Jolie as the female lead. So you're thinking, wait a second. They're not the same age. They're not the same color. They're not the... What? Whoa. Wow, so I guess it was a versatile script, right? Now, the Russian title for the film is House Upside Down, right? That's the Russian title. The German title is House Over the Head. House Over the Head. There you go. In English, bringing down the house. Y en español no tiene nada que ver con una casa. Se montó la gorda, right? Which means, si estamos hablando de un problema gordo o algo, then we would say, a shitstorm, una tormenta de mierda, right? So Charlene Morton, who is played by none other than Queen Latifah, she's talking to Steve Martin in this scene. And she says, pretend I'm your wife. Now, cuidado, cuidado con este pretend. Pretend no es pretender, es fingir. So, because pretender es try. ¿Qué pretendes decir? What are you trying to say? Ese es el pretender, es el trying to, not pretending to say. Because pretending is fake. You're acting. You're pretending, right? So pretend I'm your wife. Finge que yo soy tu mujer. Talk dirty to me, she says. Háblame sucio. And, well, he's a little bit, you know, prude. No? Prude. P-R-U-D-E, que es como mojigato, maybe? Prude. P-R-U-D-E. Mojigato. Gazmoño. Puritano. Okay, that's what it says here. And so she's just trying to, you know, spice things up. Dale un toque. She says, talk dirty to me. And he goes, okay. I want to kiss you a lot. And she's like, no, no, no. Dirtier. Masucio. Masucio. And then he's like, okay, I want to give you an aromatherapy massage. And she's like, try harder. Intenta más. Right? Try harder is what we say. If somebody's like, well, I couldn't do it. Well, then try harder. You have to try harder. So finally, he's like, all right. And he goes, I want to have sexual intercourse with, ugh. And she says, I give up. Yo me doy por vencida. Hasta luego, Lucas. I give up. Yo no puedo. Hasta aquí he llegado. I give up. And, well, the reason sexual intercourse is what you'll see in, like, a science book or something, like, when the male has sexual intercourse with the female. So, yeah, nothing too dirty about his talking there. All right, well, guys, we're going to our final commercial break, but we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So, stick around.
Y liderar, las claves del éxito. Seminario sobre emprendimiento y liderazgo con dos ponentes de lujo, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Jueves 21 de marzo de 16:30 a 20:30 horas en la oficina central de Vaughan en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. No dejes pasar esta oportunidad. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario. grupovaughan.com/seminario.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
I learned English at a very young age, and that's why I studied translation. Every mistake you make is actually an opportunity to learn. My daily activities are in English. I talk in English every day with my boss, with my
Be like Juan. Yeah. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupovaughan.com.
¿Quieres un curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium? No dejes pasar esta oportunidad. Curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium. Un programa de formación intensa y global durante 3 meses, diseñado específicamente para alumnos de todos los niveles que disponen de un tiempo limitado para aprender el idioma. Al finalizar, habrás ganado soltura y confianza con el inglés para enfrentarte a situaciones reales. Aumenta la comprensión auditiva, el aspecto clave para hacerte con cualquier idioma. Curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium. Infórmate en el 911335833. 911335833.
Ay, ¿qué es eso?
Una amapola.
¿Y eso?
Otra amapola.
Este verano, apúntalos a un campamento en el que se divierten de verdad. Apúntalos a un campamento de inglés Vaughan. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te informaremos sin ningún compromiso. 91-133-5832.
Okay, let's do some translations now. Me voy a Sevilla en Semana Santa.
I'll go to Seville at Easter.
Good. Now, me gustan los torrijas.
Torrijas. Repeat. Torrijas.
Torrijas.
No, torrijas.
Torrijas.
Esta Semana Santa mejora tu inglés entre torrija y torrija. Con los cursos intensivos de Vaughan, clases de 4 horas al día donde aprenderás pronunciación, vocabulario, gramática, phrasal verbs, errores comunes y con los mejores profesores. Horario de mañana o de tarde. Aprovecha estos días para mejorar tu inglés rápidamente con los intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Apúntate ya en el 911335833 o en grupovaughan.com. Intensivos de inglés en Semana Santa. 911335833. grupovaughan.com.
Estás escuchando Born Radio. Born Radio.
Or your model number from the drop-down box? Uf.
¿El inglés se te hace cuesta arriba? Este año te ayudamos a subir la cuesta del inglés con nuestros cursos trimestrales. Clases 100% método Vaughan para todos los niveles que te darán el empujón que necesitas para vencer todas tus dificultades con el idioma. Más información en el 911335833 o en grupovaughan.com.
cursos trimestrales de Vaughan, un curso a su medida con los mejores profesores y el método más eficaz. Clases de 6 alumnos como máximo durante 3 meses en un horario totalmente flexible a elegir entre 1 y 2 clases semanales. Pues suena muy bien.
La verdad es que sí. A ver. Específicamente diseñado para alumnos que necesitan resultados pero no pueden comprometer su agenda a largo plazo y que solo disponen de 1 o 2 días semanales para dedicarle a su inglés. ¿Ese eres tú?
Pues me apunto, pero ya. Vas a ver tú dentro de 3 meses qué nivelazo. ¿Dónde está el teléfono? 911335833.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
The Show with No Name.
That's right, folks. It's The Show with No Name 2.0 on Vaughan Radio. And we're here for the final half an hour of today's program. I can't believe it. It is Monday afternoon. We made it through Monday morning in style, playing, learning, having some fun, laughing a little bit, singing, and whatever else comes along. All right. Well, in fact, right now, I'm compitiendo with a hammer. You hear that? Let's see if you guys can hear the construction here. Yeah, for some reason, I feel like the studio is like right under a construction site constantly. Like, ¿cuándo van a acabar? ¿Esto es la M30 o qué? Holy. M30, para los que no sabéis, the M30 is a highway in Madrid that's constantly... it's constantly under construction. I don't think it's ever going to be finished. So, folks, it's just like our neighbors, our upstairs neighbors here at Vaughan. It seems like, listen, you hear them? That's them working hard. It's a little bit distracting, I have to say, but the show must go on anyway. But, man, when are they going to finish? Is that, what was the... mayor of Madrid, que siempre decían, cada vez que había obras por Madrid, decían, Gallardón. Is that Gallardón's office up there? Es la oficina de Gallardón, okay. Holy cow. They've been doing construction for like 5 years up there. Seriously. Oh my God, man. I hope it looks nice. Al menos espero que quede bien, ¿no? Tanto ruido. All right. Well, guys, we've got a lot to go still on the show. Let's listen to our Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time. And this time you're going to hear the remix with like hammers and, you know, there we go. Vamos a poner el remix.
It's very unshallow. It's very honest because you have to listen. You can't look. And it really just isolates that one sense. And I think that what makes everyone love the show. That's why we love the show.
There we go, folks. That's your last listen. So if you weren't able to figure out who it was, you will never know. No, I'm joking. I'm going to tell you in a couple minutes. But at least... tell me that more than one of my listeners was able to get it down. Okay, good, good. We got some more people over here now. The first one was Mr. House's. Second one to get it is Express. And Express, you guessed the person. Now, Mr. House's, what's great about Mr. House's is he never guesses the person. But that's cool, dude, because that means you're hearing this person's voice for the first time. So I think that's a beautiful thing that you're like discovering these famous voices here. So guys, all right. Well, if you still want to participate, we're going to leave it open a couple more minutes over there. Today's Say What soundbite, just tell us what's being said, and you can do that on Twitter today. All right. Well, we've got a lot to go still on the show. So I'm thinking today, we don't always do this section, but it's one of my favorite sections, and it's based on a book I have called The Milk. And, well, the book is called This Book is the Milk. And the section, you know what it's called? This section is the milk!
¿Estáis preparados? Comenzamos la primera ronda. ¿Cómo se dice vaya tela?
What fabric?
¿Cómo se dice cómo está el patio?
How's the yard?
¿Y por si las moscas?
For if the flies?
¿Cómo se dice el mundo es un pañuelo?
Oh, I know this. The world is a handkerchief.
Y para terminar, esto es la leche.
This is the milk.
Creo que mejor vamos a por otro concursante.
This is the milk.
All right, folks, that's right. This is where we look at literal translations of idiomatic expressions, and I tell you how to say it literally. And in every case in this section, that's not the way you really say it. So what I want you guys to do in this section is not tell me what I'm saying in Spanish, porque eso ya lo sé yo. Ya hice la traducción. Ya me busqué la expresión en español, hice la traducción. So I don't want to know what it is in Spanish. I want to know how you really say this in English. And one of my favorite things about this section of the show is I have about four or five different words written down here to describe this. And you guys always throw a couple more at me too. So we end up looking at many, many ways to say the same thing. A lot of synonyms come up in this section of the show. So lots of fun there. Okay, so here we go. The literal translation is he isn't clean wheat, Nacho. He isn't clean wheat. You know what? Wheat is like a cereal, right? Lo oí el otro día, digo, hasta la tengo que apuntar. He isn't clean wheat, okay? Or she isn't clean wheat, right? Now, we don't say that in English. This doesn't. If you say that somebody is not clean wheat, people are just going to look at you like, okay, whatever. You know, whatever you say, man. Clean wheat. Clean wheat. All right? Now, it's not an American expression, but I want to know if you guys know how you would say that somebody is not trigo limpio. Right? Trigo is wheat. Se escribe W-H-E-A-T. Wheat. Right? So, and in Spanish you say clean trigo limpio. Now, again, that's not something we would say or understand. Colors Music says he is not honest. That's fine. Or he is dishonest. It's another way to say it. If you want to say, instead of using an auxiliary verb in negative, you can say he's dishonest. He's not honest. He isn't honest. That's fine. Sure. It's one way to say it. As I said, guys, I want to see all the different ways you guys know how to say it, because this is where you don't just learn from me. This is where you learn from your fellow classmates as well. And I think that's, you know, a beautiful part of this show, that you guys teach each other things as well. Not just me teaching you guys. You teach me things, you teach each other things, and we're always learning and sharing together. Vanessa says, he gives me the creeps, right? He gives the, yeah, if somebody gives you the creeps, they scare you a little bit. Da miedo, no? So it could be similar. Yeah, I don't know why, but this guy gives me the creeps. A mí me asusta, a mí me da repelús. Okay, yeah, it's one way to say it. A little more extreme than being dishonest, right? Somebody's dishonest, fine. Mr. House is great one. He's shady. Shady, hay una sombra ahí, hay algo que no ves. He's a shady person. Me encanta. Another way we say shady is dodgy. Dodgy, como el coche dodge. So dodgy, shady, buenísima, Mr. House is excellent. J.M. Hermosilla, straightforward, al grano. You can't trust him. Okay, good. Ahí vas a la que voy yo, una que me encanta a mí, que nadie lo ha usado, que va con la palabra trust. Okay, pero muy bien, right? Express dice, no es trigo limpio. What the heck? I've never heard that before. Pues, Express, estás aprendiendo español aquí también. O sea, francés, español, inglés. Eres un arma. You're a weapon, mi arma. So yeah, no es trigo limpio. So J.M. Hermosilla, good. You can't trust him. We said he's a shady person. He gives me the creeps. Me da repelús. He isn't honest or he's dishonest. Anyone else? All right. Well, there's another one I was thinking of, which uses the word trust. He isn't trustworthy. No es digno de fiar. Trustworthy. It's a word we use a lot in English. This adjective is very useful, right? I don't trust him. He's not very trustworthy. Okay, trustworthy. So somebody who isn't trustworthy, no, no es digno de que te fíes de él, is what you would say in Spanish, no es trigo limpio, right? Any more while we're here? He's not trustworthy, good friend. That's the one I was looking for. He's shady, he's dodgy, right? A couple other, well, if you guys have any other ways you can think of to say it, you can let us know, but we do not say he isn't clean wheat. No decimos no es trigo limpio, sino he isn't trustworthy. He isn't dishonest. I wouldn't trust him. Yo no me fiaría de él. You know, if I were you, I wouldn't trust him, right? He isn't trustworthy. Okay? Great job, guys. Again, that's the whole idea behind this section over here. It's you guys showing me and your fellow classmates how many different ways there are to say things. And that's cool. The more variety we have, the more colorful our language will become, right? When we speak, instead of just always saying great, cool, nice, we say other adjectives too, right? And that's good. Even in your own language, you don't always want to use the same five words. You want to expand your vocabulary because, you know, it's not the same to be disappointed than angry or let down or, right? So all of these have different levels. They have different weights, diferentes pesos. So that's why it's good to know a lot of synonyms, right? All right. Well, good job, folks. But we've got to keep moving along, and I think we need to solve our Say What soundbite. Now, many of you participated. Well, many. Three of you participated. I know there are more of you listening, but only three of you dared to participate today. So this was a tough one, I see. All right. Well, the person speaking is Adam Levine. Adam Levine, he's the lead singer of Maroon 5, right? Maroon 5. And you know Maroon 5. This love has taken its toll on me, she said. Good. Este amor me ha pasado factura. This love has taken its toll. Nosotros dice que te cobra peaje. It takes its toll, right? And, well, this is Adam Levine. Now, what is he talking about? He's talking about a show of some sort. Well, Adam Levine, aside from being the lead singer of Maroon 5, is also a judge on the very popular singing game show, The Voice, La Voz. And so this is him talking about The Voice. Okay, this is a show. I've never seen it. My wife loves it. And this is the 15th season of The Voice. And Adam Levine, again, one of the judges, talking about why the show is so successful. Porque es tan exitoso el programa, right? And he says it's very unshallow. Now, let me tell you something here. Unshallow is not a word. But we all understand him. Unshallow is deep. Right? Shallow es una palabra, right? Shallow, poco profundo. You know it from Lady Gaga now and Bradley Cooper. In the shallow, shallow, we're far from the shallow now. Preciosa la canción, Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper. Shallow, poco profundo. But Adam Levine said that the show is very unshallow. ¿Y sabes algo? Aunque no es palabra, todo el mundo la entiende. Un es no y shallow. O sea, que vale. A veces inventarte palabras, y más si eres Adam Levine, como quieras. So it's very unshallow. O sea, que es profundo el programa. Es no, a ver, no es poco profundo. Eso es lo que viene a decir. No es poco profundo. It's very unshallow. It's a deep show. It's very honest. Cuidado con la pronunciación. No es honest. It's ah, honest. No es una O ni se pronuncia la H. Honest, honest. It's very honest because you have to listen. Porque tienes que escuchar. You can't look. No puedes mirar. Because as you guys know, in The Voice, they're facing their backs to the contestants. And he says, and it really just isolates that one sense. Isolate, is it isolar, you say, ¿no? Aislar. Me sonaba isolar. Digo, eso me lo acabo de inventar. Bueno, como Adam Levine, unshallow, isolar. Aislar. So, no como el sonido de la construcción arriba. Escucha. You hear that, guys? This is a radio station. This is a... Holy cow. A mí me tienen manía. They got something against me, Nacho. Because they always do it during my show, you know it. Todo el día. Ah, okay. See, there. Since, oh, okay, they've got something against all of us then. I thought it was just me. He says it really just isolates that one sense. And it's true. The show, The Voice, they don't choose somebody by their looks because the only thing they do at first is hear them. And if they like the way they sing, then they hit the button and the chair turns around. I know that much. Hasta ahí llego. And then he says, and it's what makes everyone love the show. Y es lo que hace que todo el mundo le encanta el show. That's why we love the show. Y por eso nosotros, el jurado, loves the show. So now that we know what Adam Levine is saying, let's hear it for the fifth time, Nacho. Thanks.
It's very unshallow. It's very honest because you have to listen. You can't look. And it really just isolates that one sense. And I think that what makes everyone love the show. That's why we love the show.
There you go, my amigos. It is Adam Levine from Maroon 5. All right, well, let's keep moving along, my friends. It's time for a little celebration. It's famous birthday trivia. That's right, folks. That's right. It is famous birthdays on the show with no name. And I can't believe it. We've only got another 10 minutes left on today's show with no name 2.0. But we're going to put the pedal to the metal and make it happen, my amigos. Here we go. Now, I'm going to tell you some clues about three people who are celebrating a birthday. And I want you guys to tell me who those three peeps. Esto es muy americano, peeps. P-E-E-P-S. Peeps. I want you guys to tell me what peeps I'm talking about. All right? Here we go. The first person was born in 1979. Okay, so he is 2 years younger than me. Okay? Millions and millions of dollars more successful than I am. But hey. So this guy was born in 1979. Born and raised... Nacido y criado, born and raised in Los Angeles, California. He's a singer, songwriter, guitarist, and television personality. He is the lead singer or frontman, dos formas de decirlo, the lead singer or frontman of the group Maroon 5. And, he began his musical career in 1994, and he co-founded a band, right, called Kara's Flowers. Now, no one's heard of that band, but that was his original band, Kara's Flowers, and he was the lead vocalist and the guitarist. The band split up after their only album, which was not popular. It was a flop. But then they reformed the group in 2001, and they changed the name as well. They changed the lineup are the people playing in the band. And, they reformed the group and it started a new musical chapter for them. Enter Maroon 5. And in 2002, the band released their first album, Songs About Jane, which went multi-platinum. They've released songs. Every couple years, they release another album. And, this guy has 3 Grammy Awards, 3 American Music Awards, 4 Billboard Music Awards, an MTV Music Video Award, and a World Music Award. So, yeah, this guy's doing okay. And as if that's not enough, being the lead singer of a super famous band, he's also a coach on the NBC reality talent show, The Voice. But he's also acted as well. So this guy, I mean, no wonder the guy earns more than $35 million a year. No para. So when he's not recording songs, he's recording The Voice. When he's not recording The Voice, he's appearing in American Horror Story or doing a commercial or starting his own line of clothes. So he is definitely an entrepreneur, if I've ever seen one. All right, number two, she was born in 1970. And, this is an American rapper, producer, and actress. She was born in Newark, New Jersey. And, in 1989, she signed with Tommy Boy Records, a very popular label. And her debut came out, All Hail the Queen. All Hail the Queen. And it had her first hit single, which is called Ladies First. Then her second album came out, and that was called Nature of a Sister. Right, sister es una chica negra, la naturaleza de una chica negra, nature of a sister. Y lo escribe con A, no con ER. And, she's been on many, she's also not just a singer, she's been acting as well. She was in a sitcom called Living Single for 5 years. What else? She gained mainstream success after her performance in Chicago in 2002. She got an Academy Award nomination for Best Supporting Actress. And she is extremely talented. But she's been in many, many movies, not just Chicago. In fact, in 2003, she was in the movie Bringing Down the House with Steve Martin, that in Spanish is called Se Montó la Gorda. So we mentioned her name before on the show. And I have to say, I've been a fan of hers for ages. And she even does Broadway. In fact, she was in the smash hit Hairspray, where she acted, sang, and danced. So this woman is an example of somebody who has said, I can do anything. Why? Because I can do it. I know I can. And she believed in herself, and she worked hard. And she is now not just a famous actress, not just a famous musician, not just a famous, but she's, I mean, well known all over the world, right? For many, many reasons. If you didn't see her in this movie, then maybe you know her songs. If you don't know her songs, then maybe you saw her on Broadway. Who knows? All right. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, she was born in 1962, an American singer, songwriter, actress, and producer. She sang and co-wrote the song, What a Feeling, Keep Believing, You Can Have It All in It. You know this one, Flashdance, What a Feeling. She won the Academy Award for Best Original Song. And she's also known for playing the role of Coco Hernandez in the 1980 film Fame. Remember, Fame, I'm gonna live forever. Light up the sky like a bird. Fame. You guys know you want to dance right now. Flash dance, Fame. A quien no le apetece bailar ahora? Who doesn't feel like dancing right now? She was famous for those two songs. Well, for definitely that first song, but also for being in the show Fame. Very popular in the movie. There was a show and a movie. She was in the movie. She played Coco in the movie. She started playing piano by ear as a kid. Then she studied music, acting, dance. And as you can see, all these people who have succeeded, right, haven't just done one thing, right? They said, okay, well, got to sing now? Okay, I'll sing. Oh, now I got to act? Okay, I guess I got to act then, you know? So this is what we call, again, this person and our second and third, the birthday girls today, are what we would call a triple threat in the acting world. Una amenaza triple. And that is an actor that sings, dances, and acts, right? Let's see over here. Elena says, no ser trigo limpio. She's sending it to Express. There you go. Learning from Express. Right. And Express says, thank you, love. See, I love when you guys are helping each other out. You guys are great friends. All right, let's see. We've got some winners, ladies and gentlemen. Our top three, Jaster, Anix, and Colors Music. Excellent. Excellent. All right. Number one, entrepreneur, judge, frontman, Adam Levine. He oído gente aquí decir Levine, que tendría sentido, pero no, es Levine. No sé por qué. Ahí han decidido que es Levine, no Levine. Aunque Vine es, se escribe así. So, Levine. Adam Levine. Number two, Queen Latifah. Queen Latifah was our second birthday girl. I'm sure you all recognize her. Her real name is Dana Elaine Owens, but she's always been known by her stage name, Queen Latifah. And last but not least, Irene Expensive. Irene Cara. Irene Cara. Okay, bad joke. All right, guys, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for being here every day and participating with us. It's always a pleasure to have you guys here on board. Thanks again. Thank you to my team. And we'll be back tomorrow with more. I promise. Bye-bye. Glory, now the world.
Escuchando
Vaughn Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Vaughan Radio.
Lengua, un 8, bien, bien. Matemáticas, un 9.5, muy bien. Educación física, un 10, toma ya. Inglés, un 3, Marquitos.
Esta Semana Santa, tráelos a los cursos intensivos de Vaughan para niños. Disfrutarán de sus vacaciones mientras se divierten de verdad. Y aprenden inglés en nuestras clases intensivas de 4 horas diarias, de 4 a 17 años. Infórmate ya en el 911-335-832 o en grupovaughan.com. Clases intensivas para niños y jóvenes en Semana Santa. 911-335-832. grupovaughan.com.
El liderazgo tiene una cantidad grande de elementos. Hay gente que piensa que estos conceptos pueden ser casi mitológicos, es decir, que encontrar personas que cumplan todas estas habilidades o que vivan estas habilidades es imposible. A mí me gusta decir que lo peor en la vida no es no cumplir.